So there are about 500 million of these types of workers worldwide. Maybe a little less, maybe a little more, depending on how you count, but there's a lot. A lot of these workers worldwide. And these are the types of workers that are really critical to the company. They're the workers that are often public-facing, interacting with customers, doing really heroic acts of work, making the company operate on a day-to-day basis. But they're oftentimes not given a lot of visibility, even though they're so important to the company. In fact, I bet a lot of us here in this room were one of these workers in the past as well. I was. My very first job in high school, I worked in a steakhouse, a restaurant, a dishwasher, and they actually called it working in the dish pit. And you know, anytime you have a job and they call it a pit, it's not a great situation. But even though I was a dishwasher in a dish pit, I knew I was kind of important to the organization, or at least that particular restaurant. Why? If you don't have clean plates, clean silverware, clean ramekins, it's actually really hard to serve a guest. So I knew, even though I was 15 and a half years old and doing this really lowly job, I was actually pretty important to the company. At the same time, I felt disconnected from the company. Even though I was young, I still felt disconnected. I still felt like I was on an island. Why? Because I had no real way to get information to me from my managers or from the main office in terms of what's important for me to do my job today. For example, I would have a shift that would start at 5 o'clock. I'd come in 4:45, and I would see on the schedule printed out in the break room, my shift had been crossed out in red, and my manager had changed it to a 5 o'clock or a 6 o'clock start date, so an hour later than I was already there, and had put me down to close at 1 or 2 a.m. But I had no idea this was going on before I even showed up to work. So how was I going to get this information that was important to me? So it was a very hard process, even for me, in that particular circumstance. And so there's got to be a better way for these types of workers who are on the front lines, doing the work, working with customers, and we want to talk a little bit about a solution that's available today to do exactly that. Before I get into that, a couple of things. Obviously, we're talking about this in the context of deskless workers. What I want to talk about first is some of the things we're seeing going on in terms of how work is evolving in general, and then how that affects these particular types of workers. We are seeing things like the increase in mobility and mobility of devices. So no longer are tools and technologies and even specific devices, like mobile devices, just for a certain class of workers. Perhaps they used to be primarily used by traditional information workers, or IWs. But now, even down to the employees on the front line, they all have essentially a computing device in the palm of their hand. Yet we posit that that is being underutilized and that potential has been untapped in terms of how we use that power and that mobility to help empower and engage some of these workers across the organization, not just for a narrow set of workers in the organization. Very, very important. And we all know in general that information flow within an organization must move faster and faster and faster. The competition is such that you just can't wait for things to get all the way down from management down to the end worker, even for a half a day. And some of the tools and processes we have right now make that a very difficult situation. Even deskless workers want to get information now on the spot, information that's relevant for them to get their job done. And in the spirit of instigating transformation, it's no longer acceptable that deskless workers don't have the tools and technologies and information at their fingertips needed to get their job done and be successful in their work. Through all of our research, a common pattern that we see is these deskless workers take pride in what they're doing and they want to be successful, sometimes in spite of the processes and the structure that their company has in place. But it's hard for the company as well. The company also has a hard time figuring out how to engage these deskless workers, keep them excited about their job, and give them what they need to do their job. So we'll talk a lot about how we see that being solved and some of the things we are building out. Who are deskless workers? Actually, I'm curious from some of you. We use the term deskless workers, and it might be a fairly commonly known term in the industry, but I bet a lot of you here in your organization have deskless workers as well. So just throw out some terms or definitions of what you consider to be a deskless worker. What are some of the characteristics of a deskless worker? Anybody, just shout it out. What's a deskless worker? What defines them? Mobile? Good. Remote? Mobile, remote. What are other characteristics of a deskless worker?
On the go.
On the go. Thank you. What else? Say it again. Shared devices, or perhaps like a kiosk or some sort of shared computing device. Good, good, good. Very in line with a lot of the research that we've been seeing as well. There's no single common definition of what is a deskless worker. But in general, deskless workers have some common characteristics. Oftentimes, as the name says, they may not have their own dedicated workspace or work area. They are often mobile. They are often on the move. They are often literally walking around all day, either on a retail floor working with customers or maybe on a manufacturing floor, but they are not attached or tethered to a defined workspace per se. And furthermore, oftentimes they are not provisioned with a computing device by their organization, by IT. But they do have a mobile device, nearly pervasively, as we'll see. So they may not have a traditional desktop or laptop or even a fully functioning tablet given to them by their organization, but they definitely have a mobile device that they're using in various ways. We see deskless workers also traverse across industries. So they might be in retail, transportation, hospitality. And in fact, again, I bet many of you have deskless workers or represent organizations in these verticals. Just by a quick show of hands, how many of you here represent a retail organization? All right, good, good, good. We've got a few here. Manufacturing? Good. Hospitality? Government? Wow, good mix. And construction? Thank you. And transportation? Wow, really good mix. So even across, and this is not a definitive list of industries and the types of roles that are deskless workers. These just seem to be some of the common patterns in terms of the types of people that fit the characteristics of deskless workers. In retail, cashiers, associates, store managers, inventory associates. Construction, now construction is an interesting one because they may not necessarily be customer-facing, but they still have those characteristics of always on the go. They need to be someplace at some time or perhaps work a very defined part of the day and oftentimes have a mobile device right in their hands.
Yeah, you should ask for any other industries.
Good question. Any other? So this is some of the common patterns we see are here, but what other industries are represented in the audience that aren't here in which you have deskless workers in your workforce?
Health insurance.
Say it again, please.
Higher ed.
Good, good. Thank you.
Financial services.
Legal.
Great. Media, I heard. Thought I heard another one as well.
Religious.
So that is to say there's a broad spectrum where deskless workers can fall. And the nature of their work can be very, very different from industry to industry, from role to role. I talked about these points, so I'm going to go ahead and skip over that. Here are some things we know. We've done a lot of research across a lot of customers and a lot of industries to find out and have keen insights as to what they're doing today for their deskless workers. How do they give deskless workers the information they need or connect them to the information they need to do their jobs? And current tools and processes are analog. Sometimes they cause a lot of friction. They're obsolete. For example, if I'm in a retail establishment, I'm a manager, and I need to create a shift schedule for my team. I've got a team of 10 or 12 people. How do I do that today? Oftentimes, I might manually create a shift schedule in Excel, and then, well, how do I actually get that to my workers? Again, a lot of my deskless workers may not even have an inbox because they're not provisioned with an inbox. So how do I physically or actually get that schedule information to my worker? Well, I might actually have to print it out and then staple it into the break room and then hope that they come into work, they write it down, or they take a picture of it and maybe share it with their friends so that information gets distributed to the right people. And that's all fine, but then what if there's a change to the schedule? What does a manager have to do? Well, they have to go back into Excel and do a lot of work and somehow repost that and hope everyone sees that. Or it results in a flurry of text messages and emails, and or not emails perhaps, but SMS messages or phone calls in order to manage the change in a schedule. It's very hard. But that's just schedule management. But there's a lot of other circumstances where it's hard to get information to these deskless workers. For example, oftentimes from managers or corporate, you need to give them information like a document format, such as a change in a policy manual or new training procedures, new things they have to know about. And again, it can be very difficult to get that information in their hands. Similarly, if they don't have an email inbox, you might have to print out a big stack of those and put them in the break room and hope they see them, but you really have no way of knowing if they've actually seen that information or have consumed that information. So that is to say, a collection of tools, processes, and habits and practices that have been used today, and they're looking for a better way. They're looking for a way to streamline all of this, to just make it much simpler, both for corporate and management, as well as the deskless workers. And I know I've been talking about managers and deskless workers, but it's also hard for IT to enable this as well, to find the right tools designed specifically for deskless workers, because you want to engage them as well. You want to make sure that they feel connected to the company. I think it's fair to say, and oftentimes in this class of workers, turnover can be very high. So anything that a company can do to make them feel more connected and empowered to do their job can also help with long-term retention of these types of employees as well. So what we have to introduce today, we're very excited that yesterday we just introduced and publicly announced Microsoft Staff Hub, which is now in public preview. So if you haven't heard about that, we definitely encourage you to go to the website, which we'll be showing later on. This is a tool that helps connect deskless workers to the information that they need. And we'll show you a lot more about what that looks like. But ultimately, we want to empower and engage and connect deskless workers to their team as well as their organization. Okay, getting a little more specific about the solution. There are three main capability areas of Microsoft Staff Hub that you should know about, and we'll talk about and show the product in detail. One is schedule management. So that whole process I just talked about in terms of today's tools of manually creating a schedule and printing it out and stapling it into the break room, we wanted to solve for that by building in schedule management capabilities, both for the manager as well as the deskless worker. On the manager side, we give them an experience where they can easily create a team of workers under them, easily set a shift schedule for a period of time, let's say on a weekly basis, and then easily publish that out to their team members. And when they publish that out to their team members, it shows up to the team member right on their mobile device instantly. And if there are any updates that occur on the manager side, similarly, it's instantly updated for the deskless worker as well. So we take out a lot of this manual back and forth and have an always up-to-date schedule that's easy to create, easy to distribute, and for the deskless worker, easy to get to as well. Also within schedule management, one of the pains we heard over and over again from our customers is, great, it's okay to give deskless workers their schedules, but as a deskless worker, sometimes problems or conflicts come up or their schedule doesn't work anymore on a particular day. So we provide experience by which they can easily request either time off or swap their schedule with another worker or just offer their schedule to someone else, and we show you how that works in general as well. So flexibility for the deskless worker, not only get their schedule, but to make request changes to it as well. That was schedule management. Number two is communications. Communications is so critical in terms of engaging deskless workers with their management, their coworkers, and their broader organization. And today, that communication can be very, very difficult. So within Microsoft Staff Hub, we give an experience by which the team manager, as well as the deskless workers, can message each other, both on a one-to-one basis or on a team basis. And this type of communication is meant to be in the context of the work and what's important for them at work, but it can be about anything. It could be the team manager sending a message to the entire team saying, we have a VIP guest coming in today. Make sure everything looks great. Make sure we treat this guest the way they should be, as well as all of our other guests. Or it could be something like, hey, we're all meeting together for lunch later on. Who wants to join? So it can range from the innocuous type of message to messages that are very, very important to the day and making the day successful for deskless workers. So that's the communication aspect that we'll show. Number three is content sharing. This is the example that I mentioned earlier. What if I am a team manager or corporate and I have a new policy manual or an updated policy manual or training materials that I need to distribute to my employees? Well, instead of doing the old-fashioned printing and distributing or however mechanism they do it today, right within Staff Hub, there's an experience that I give to that we give to managers to select the file that they want to send to their team, and that file is automatically distributed right down to the mobile device for their employees. So I'm an employee, I look at my mobile device and I say, oh, I've got a new file. I click on that, and right within the app, I'm able to see the information that's relevant to me or relevant to the work that I need to do to get done for the day. So content sharing is very important. So these are the three main investment areas that we're going to walk through in a little bit more detail. Okay, in terms of what's in the preview, just to get a little bit more specific on that, like I mentioned yesterday, we did announce availability of the public preview. In the public preview phase, we have a web app experience. The web app experience is for managers to create the schedules. So not only create the schedules, but before that, create the teams that they want to populate in the schedule. So they create the teams, they can create the schedule, they can publish the schedule out to their team members, as well as distribute important files down to their team members as well. That's the web experience for managers. On the deskless worker side, they will be using the experience on iOS or Android. So they, within iOS, their mobile app experience, they will have ability to see all their shifts. They will have the ability to request swapping shifts or time off. They will have the ability to communicate with each other, and they will have the ability to get all the content and files that were distributed down to them. All right, so with that being said, what we want to do is show you the product. You want to see a demo? Let's see it in action. Okay, so thank you. I'm going to invite Jen up on stage, and she's going to kick off the demo. And in this particular scenario, start off acting as a manager who has a team.
Great. So we're starting in the web experience. You can see pretty straightforward looking view, schedule here. So let me point out some of the things that you're seeing on the screen here. So we're looking at a week view of a schedule. There's a feature that we have called Day Notes where you can go in and type any notes that you want anybody working that day to be able to see. So in this example, we are Contoso Hotel. As a manager, I'm typing in what the occupancy rate is for the day so my team knows how busy things are going to be. I've also set up my team to basically have different roles. And so you can see in the top section, we have a couple managers. In the second section, there's front desk staff, concierge, and so forth. And that allows me to kind of separate people out based on their roles so that we know who you should be eligible to swap shifts with, because it doesn't quite make sense for a front desk to swap with a bellhop, for instance. The additional thing you can see on top is that we have a few different sets of views that you can use to view the schedule. So there's a day view if you want to make sure that hour by hour you have the right coverage you need. There's the week view we're looking at here. And then for people who do kind of longer range planning, there's also a month view that you can look at your schedule in. Anything else high level? Nope, I think that's mostly it. So from here, let's say I want to be creating the schedule for the week. Really simply, I can tap a cell. When I click on it, I see a list of recently used shifts recommended to me. So we know that in general, people have a bunch of shifts that they commonly reuse. And so this is a nice, easy way that I can, with one click, reassign a shift that I've used in the past. If that's not quite right, or I want to create a new shift, I can also double click, come in here, edit the start end times, specify how many minutes of break I want to give the person. The other feature we have is color coding. So we know people like to do different kinds of colors to indicate different kinds of shifts. So in our example, we might use pink to indicate PM, red or blue to indicate AM, or training, or some other kind of shift that you want to call out. And then in some cases, the shifts for AM are fairly well understood. And so rather than say it's an 8 to 5 or 7 to 4, you can actually type in a label that you see in the schedule instead. The details are still there when you see it on the mobile app and when you see it in the schedule, but it's a little bit easier to read if there's a common key system that you use in your team. The other feature we have is shift notes. And so for the specific person, Clyde, working at 5 p.m., I might want to type a note specifically to him. So he might be responsible for closing, and so I can type that in, and he can see that in his mobile device. Let's see. So let's say I want to go and basically start next week's schedule. So might be a little bit daunting to come to a blank screen. We have this nice feature called Copy Last Schedule. So with one click, I can actually import all of the things from last week and then start from there on making any edits and differences that I want to make. We know that a lot of managers like to make sure the schedule all looks good first before they distribute that out in case they make any mistakes. And so we have a couple different features to help them do that. There's a feature called Schedule Overview. So by clicking that, I can actually look at the unique shifts and see how many people are assigned to them per day for the week. And so that makes sure that, good, I've got AM coverage, you know, Monday to Friday, I've got PM coverage Monday to Friday, and I can make any adjustments that I want to make. Coming back to manage, when I feel good about the schedule, I can simply hit publish, select the range of dates that I want to publish, and then that automatically gets sent to my team. And they can see that on their mobile device. I think we have some people who are on the team and their phones are buzzing now as I hit publish. And they can see those shifts right there. Coming to the team page, here you can see that we have everybody on the team, photos, names, phone numbers, email address. And we actually do the account creation for you, which I'll talk about in a second. But from here, I can basically invite new users, type in their phone number. Let's do that right now. And as soon as I type in the phone number, it will send an SMS invitation to them to go and download the app from the App Store. If they have not signed in, we actually have a re-invite button so we can resend that link out so that they can get the app and start using it right away. And then in settings, you can make any updates that you want. So you can name your team, you know, set time zone, or here in Eastern time now, and change any of the schedule details you want to change. And then finally, we have the files upload feature that Adam talked about. And so if there's any important content that I want to distribute to my team, it's a really simple user experience, like pretty much idiot-proof. I can click on upload, look for any file that lives on my desktop. So here, let's say I have a daily announcements doc that I prepare for my team every day. Tap that, upload that, and that gets down to people's mobile devices so that they can view that right in line as well. And this is all backed by SharePoint. So let's see. We're working on performance, so that will be coming soon. And from here, you can see that, you know, it's just a Word doc, looks nice here. And yeah, cool. Okay, and you can delete files if you want as well. So we'll switch over to mobile now. Let me get Miracast set up. Just a second. Okay, that should project. One more try. Sorry about that. Okay, we're gonna go old-fashioned. So let's move to this guy, and then back to the top. Okay, so Adam is gonna demo the experience of the employee. So what you saw was sort of the manager on, there we go.
All right, we're live. Okay, so.
It was the manager on the web. So there now we'll switch over to mobile.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay.
So you just saw the experience for the manager to go through creating the shift schedule, managing or configuring the shift schedule in the way that she wanted, and then it was distributed out to the team members right on their mobile device. And so now I'm acting as a team member. So I've just received that published schedule and the other information that Jen has just configured and pushed out. So what you see here, right on the home screen, I have a quick view of all my upcoming shifts. So for example, I have one coming up on Wednesday and Thursday and then Friday. So it's very easy just to see at a glance when my next scheduled shift is. If I tap on any particular shift, it provides me additional details about that shift, not only the start time and the end time, but also I can view important notes for the day that my manager has input. So on Jen's side, in the web app, she has populated that particular shift with important notes for the day. And here's an example. And this is a hotel, so I see that occupancy rate is 100%. That means it's going to be really, really busy. Arrivals, we have 44, and departures, 51. So that's just relevant information for me as a worker to have a little bit of context and flavor for the day. But of course, notes can range from anything. That's important for the manager to communicate down to the team. If you also, notice there's a button here for people. If you tap on people, you will see a list of all the other people that are working on the same time or the same day. This is important for a couple of different reasons. So you might just want to know who you're working with. Maybe you like some people and maybe you don't. You just want to know if you're with your friends. So it can be as simple as that. It's also important in the circumstance in which you might need to request to swap a shift or offer a shift to someone else. Like, you know what? I have a doctor's appointment coming up later on today. I really want to know who else is working because I actually might want to swap a shift with Clyde, for example, or maybe even Molly. So that quick view of who else is working on that day is also helpful for those purposes as well. Okay, so that's a view, and if you see, you scroll down, you see the complete list, and it's also broken out by group. So you see the list of people who are the bellhops, concierge, managers, and so forth. So it's a nice way for a quick view, broken out by group. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the main screen. One other thing I'll point out is while this gives you a snapshot of your upcoming shifts, you can really easily go to any other day for the month or even the next month by tapping on the calendar icon in the upper right. And you see here for September, any shift that you have for a particular day will be noted by a dot under that day. So for example, you see the 28th of September, there's a dot under there, so I'm going to tap on that and actually see that here's not only my shift for that day, but also who else is working that day. So the summary view is easy, but if you want to look back even into October, because you're a little bit more forward-looking, it's really easy to do that as well. That's the calendar view. Okay, let's go ahead and stop and go out of that. Now let's go back to the example I just gave. So let's suppose I actually have a schedule coming up. Actually, let's go to the calendar view. Let's go to tomorrow, the 28th, and see who's working. It's like, oh boy, you know what? For this particular shift, I'm going to click on my shift, and it brings me back here. You know what, I'm actually probably not going to be able to work that day because I have an appointment or I have guests coming into town. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to initiate a swap shift request. And I do that by tapping on the upper right-hand arrow buttons that you see there. And what you see here is first is you have two options. One is to swap a shift. The second option is to offer a shift. What's the difference between the two? Swapping a shift is when you want to swap specifically with someone else's shift on that day. So for example, if I'm working 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and I know someone else is working 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., I can swap for that very, or request a swap for that very specific shift. Whereas offer a shift is you just want to offer your shift up to a specific person who may or may not be scheduled at a certain point in the future. All right, so let's go ahead and select swap my shift. So here's my shift, and then I can go ahead and select from a team member on the list already. So I can go down and scroll and really identify which shift I want to request to swap for. Let's go down here. Let's actually
go to tomorrow.
What's that?
Go to tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. All right, let's go to tomorrow. Oh, the 28th. Tomorrow we're working better. All right, so let's look at tomorrow. All right, let's go down and look at Clyde. So what you see here, I said, all right, I want to initiate a request with Clyde because Clyde has a shift I can actually work. So I'm going to go ahead and tap send request. So here's what that does. When you request a swap shift, it just doesn't automatically happen and update the schedule because that would create chaos for the manager and the entire schedule. If you had an anarchy situation of all these employees requesting shift swaps back and forth in terms of labor management and overall schedule, it would be kind of a bad thing. And so what this does, it does two things. It first initiates and routes that request to the team member that you're requesting it from. So the team, and presumably even before you get to this point, you probably have already had some sort of chat with this other worker. So you might have said, hey, Clyde, would you mind swapping with me? And he says, oh yeah, sure, no problem. Then you'll say, okay, I'll go into the app and actually request the swap. And the other thing is, once the team member approves that swap request, then it gets routed to the manager in the chain. The manager has to review that request and approve it. Only once the team member and the manager approve the request will it get updated in the schedule and pushed back down to the employees. So that we definitely were thoughtful in terms of implementing governance in terms of the workflow of changing any sort of shift requests. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and do that. I didn't show in the previous screen, but you can also insert notes if you want to. So I can insert notes saying, hey, per our discussion, Clyde, I have a doctor's appointment. Can you please cover for me? All right, so I'm gonna go back to the main screen now. So that was a quick overview. I've seen all my shifts at a glance. I can look at the calendar view to go to a different day, and I can easily initiate a swap request or an offer of my shift request. So that's all around schedule management. The second capability area that we talked about
time
was...
off.
Oh, time off. Yeah, you can also do a time off request as well. So in the same experience, you at any point in time, you can request a time off. And that similarly will get routed to the manager for review and approval too. Okay, let's talk about messaging. Messaging was the second major capability area. Very, very important for deskless workers to be able to have easy messaging with their team and their coworkers. So in today's world, sometimes you might use text messaging going back and forth, but it's hard because you need to know everybody's phone number. And what if that person leaves the team, but you still have their phone number, or they still might be part of a chat in some other application? All within Staff Hub, if they're populated in the team, you don't need to know their phone number, they're just there, and you can instantly message with them or the broader team. So for example, if I tap on the messages icon down below, there's two ways you can do it. You can have a team chat where you have a discussion with the entire team that's been populated, or you can select people to have a one-on-one discussion. So let's say we want to have a team chat. What's going on in there? Oh, looks like there's already conversation going on. Looks like the team has posted a picture of a hotel room and says, oh, the new room layout looks pretty awesome. It does, so I'm gonna go ahead and type a message. The cool thing is you can also insert an image, which is actually really important for a lot of deskless workers who are experiencing things on the floor or on the front lines where it's much easier to describe a problem. Like, oh, look at, we're having a failure in the part on the plant. Take a look at this. Or the backstock room is really messy. Take a look at this. So for example, all I do is press this icon and it brings up the camera, ability to select the camera, and I could say, hey, take a photo of that with a bright and shiny audience, and I'll use that photo and I'll attach it here right in line, and you go ahead and send it. And then I didn't write my message in that particular example, but you could say, hey, looks good. And off it goes. So that's the team chat mechanism. But what if you don't want to send a message to the entire team, just one particular person? That's really easy as well. Just click on the icon in the upper right, and it'll bring up a list of your teams, your team members, and then you can click on anyone that's populated here and fire off a message. So let's say I want to send something to Clyde. I'm going to click on Clyde or tap on Clyde and click next and just send him a quick note. You know, thanks for your help. And he'll know that that's in regards to swapping a shift with me. So that's a direct message with Clyde. So very simple. We wanted to make the messaging experience really lightweight. And so it wasn't a lot of work. You didn't have to know phone numbers. It's just all within the app itself. So that's the messaging component. And then finally, the third area that we talked about was ability for your deskless workers to get all the files and information that your manager has pushed down to you. So you'll see down on the bottom here, there's a button called Files. I'm gonna click on that, and you'll see the same files that Jen had pushed out to the team earlier are right here in the app. So let's take a look at this. Oh, looks like we have some daily announcements for September 27th. So I tap on that, and then I can read all the relevant information that my manager wanted me to know for the day. It's like, oh, okay, looks like we have some VIP customers coming in. I wanna pay particular close attention to that because that might help me make sure we have all of our operations smooth for that experience for that VIP customer. And you can scroll down and see anything else that the manager wanted to input for the day. And of course, there's a history here as well. So if by chance you weren't working yesterday or the day before, you can go back and look at the daily announcements from the previous day or whatever the content is that the manager pushed out from there. Okay, good, so that's the file experience. So just to summarize really quickly what we saw for the deskless worker experience, easily view all of your shifts at a glance on a day view or on a calendar view, easily swap requests or offer to your shift to someone else, easily message with a team member or the entire team, as well as the ability to easily get files that your manager wants you to see that's contextual to your work. And now we're going to flip back and show you a couple of other experiences.
Yep. So once you know the schedule has gone through all the changes and all the swaps have gone back and forth, there's another feature we support that sums up kind of the hours that's worked on the week. So across the top, you can kind of see per day how many hours are assigned. Per person, you can see how many hours they're assigned that week. And you can also see the summation up by role. We also have a handy little feature called export data, where you can actually go and select the amount of time and the time range that you want to go and export that data. It includes all the swaps and time off requests that came in, and all the details about that. And you can export that to CSV for whatever pivot tables or whatever you want to do in Excel that your heart desires. And then from here, we can also do the direct, you see off here, I can also do the direct time off assignments. So let's say this is all great, right? You have an account for a person, everything works, sign in. Let's say you have a new person join the team, and IT has not created an account for them. What do you do? Well, StaffHub has actually created a feature we called self-provisioning, where through our app experience, we can actually create an account on the fly in your Azure Active Directory for this user. And we do it in a variety of ways so that it's easy for you to manage. We put them all in a single security group, and on the fly, we do the license assignment that they need to be able to use our product. And so, again, really easy for you to come in. You can specify what domain you want those accounts created in. So if you have a main domain that you use for your IWs, you don't want to clutter that domain in the namespace with, you know, all the dust lists, especially the turnover is high. You can create a new subdomain and have them all in some, you know, contoso1.com kind of domain. And so let's show that experience. So let's say we have a new manager starting on the team. I can come through this experience and right on the schedule, add them from here and not go to team, or I can go to the team page and add them as well. So let's say new manager, great name. I will send an invite to myself. We will do a quick text switch and come out back to my phone. I'm gonna sign out here. Okay, great. And so in our system now, we have that phone number tied to this team. We know that this is a account that needs an invitation. I come in, download the app. I have notifications turned off, but you would have seen that I got an SMS inviting me to download the app. I tap on need a work account. I verify my phone number. We validate that you own the phone number, so it can't be spoofed. Oh, again, notifications are off, so let's go check what that is. 2482. Great. Quick thing really fast. Sorry. Because this is live data, I already have an account associated with this phone number. So let me clear that really fast. Okay, great. And then let me resend that invitation and we should be good to go. Re-verify the phone number. Okay, get that new text message now. Here we go, 9831. Okay, and so this is the experience where, you know, my manager maybe didn't really know what my name was, so I can actually come in and fix that. And then here, we can also inherit the password complexity rules that you've set for your tenant. And so if I start typing like a really easy password, then it will tell me, no, gotta create something a little more complex. So let's do kind of my standard one. Oops, that didn't match. Ooh, typing passwords on stage is really quite nerve-wracking. Okay, there we go. Looks like that matches. And on the fly, we create an account automatically for you using a first.last name kind of logic. And again, you can kind of customize this that as needed. And we've created the password, made it really easy for you to like kind of see what that password was, copy your password, and then this is an actual Azure Active Directory account that you can use with any Microsoft or other work properties that you want to give this user access to. So I can come in now, we auto-populate that name, I copy and pasted, so hopefully that worked, and I paste my password, and then voila, I am signed into our app. And now I'm on the team, and I can use StaffHub. Okay, so switching back to our deck. Great. So Microsoft StaffHub is different from, you know, the other products we've built in the past. You know, it's not really for our traditional audience, and it's done in kind of a different way. So how did it come to be? A couple years ago, our user research team created a customer connection program called Compass Connect. This program selected a couple sets of customers that engaged in deep needs finding research with Microsoft. And one thing that the program identified was that in most of these companies, there is a whole population of workers that don't have relevant digital tools to use on the job. Our research team talked to more than 100 desk-free workers from these companies that ranged across a variety of industries and countries. We found a set of common pain points and needs that were applicable regardless of the industry, and we also had some surprising stats and findings. Okay. As you all know, smartphones are fairly ubiquitous these days. However, we were surprised by just how high the penetration was amongst the workers we talked to, at 92%. The other interesting stat we came across is that on average, the ratio of deskless workers to information workers in enterprises is 2-to-1. And in certain companies, that number is much, much higher, which may be true for some of you in the audience. We did a deep survey on the main tasks that the deskless workers do on a daily basis. And the three that really stood out are the three investment areas that we talked about earlier and that we decided to focus on for the first version of StaffHub. Tons of communication is done through face-to-face, phone calls, SMS, and the challenges Adam pointed out about needing to know your coworkers' personal cell phone numbers if you don't have the credentials provided for them or if you don't have the communication tools that the company provides you to use to talk to them, and that's really quite painful. Shift management and time coordination are one of the most important things to these workers. They need to know when they're working, they need to manage their schedules, and they don't want to waste a lot of time doing it. And once they're on the job, they need timely access to the on-the-job relevant information. What we also found is that many of the desires and aspirational goals of these deskless workers are universal and shared by information workers. They want to feel connected. Connected to their team, connected to their job, connected to their company. They want tools that save them time and empower them to do their jobs better. And they want to feel like a valued part of the company and make meaningful contributions. Very similar to that story Adam was telling when he was 15 in the back kitchen. So we set out to build a solution that meets these needs in close connection with our Compass customers. First, we knew we had to solve the connection problem while reducing IT burden at the same time. We iterated on a couple different versions of authentication and digital identity and finally arrived on that self-provisioning feature you just saw in the demo. The worker account the StaffHub creates powers all the scenarios we talked about today and is the foundation to the connected worker. We also did a few joint concept development sessions with the customers and kicked off a private preview program with them. This included numerous in-person, on-site visits where we showed them prototype code and product code and worked closely together to build new features, get feedback, and then quickly iterate and improve them. We heard from some companies that they have purchased various complex solutions, but they have a lot of trouble getting them adopted by the workers due to the difficulty of the tool and complexity and change management. So one of our guiding principles was simplicity. These users are used to simple consumer tools, and so their bar and expectations for good customer experience are really high. Can't just shove whatever tool at them and expect that they'll use it. And so StaffHub was developed to be simple and intuitive, and be easy to use and easy to learn. And in private preview, we were able to validate that, as we had numerous teams be able to onboard without any training or hand-holding from us. And hopefully from the demo, you saw that it was quite straightforward and simple. Another goal for us was to build a product that gets used daily. We know many people have app fatigue, and it becomes increasingly harder to get them to download apps and use them regularly. And it's even harder to get them to download multiple apps for work. And so that's why our vision is really about being that one-stop app for deskless workers, and it's the only app they need to download to manage their work life. Now, this is easier said than done. Our hypothesis was that there is one scenario the deskless workers care about the most, and that's their schedule. When am I working? How many hours am I working this week? And so the idea was that that would be the primary motivator that gets them to download the app and use it on a daily basis. And once you're doing that, you're empowered to be connected to the communications, the content, and everything else that you want to have access to all in one place. The other thing that we wanted to validate as part of Private Preview was all of our scheduling tools. Now, some of us have had shift work experience in the past, but it's been a while. And so we wanted to make sure that the tools we built actually met the customer needs. And through the type feedback loop, we were actually able to identify a bunch of features that we wouldn't otherwise have known to build. Some examples include, we know that in general, teams use a small number of unique shifts that they use over and over again. And so to save them time, we built that shift lookup feature that I showed you. We also know that the managers want to often make sure that their schedule looks right and that they have the coverage that they need across the week before they hit publish. And so that's why we built the schedule overview feature. And then finally, we wanted to make sure that for teams that wanted to do their schedule in a longer time range, like the month view, they had a good user experience. And so rather than show the start and end time across a UI of 30 cells, which is very hard to read, we added shift labels, as a lot of the teams do actually use a coding system like that for their shifts. Great program. Public Preview was able to give us a bunch of stuff. And the customers we talked to also really benefit from this and helping to define the future of a tool that hopefully meets their needs. So let's zoom in on one specific customer. Accor Hotels is a global hotel chain with more than 4,000 hotels worldwide. These hotels employ more than 200,000 employees, and the vast majority of which are deskless workers. Accor has also kicked off a digital plan initiative to create a more empowered and connected workforce, and StaffHub has been a great part of that journey. In fact, we have Marc Champsaur, a senior vice president from Accor, here with us today from Paris. Thank you for flying in to be with us here at Ignite. Now let's watch a little video that shows more about this collaboration, and you might get to see Marc make a little cameo in this video.
Well, I'm Dominique Grandjean. I am known as the geek. And I'm the general manager of this Novotel Hotel, which is part of the Accor Hotel Group. It's a hotel of almost 300 rooms, 1,200 square meters of meeting rooms, which is why we call this Novotel Convention. And it's also wellness, because we have a spa area of 600 square meters.
We operate in 95 countries. Accor Hotel has a team of 240,000 employees. What is very important to see at Accor Hotel, out of those 240,000 employees, roughly 200,000 are deskless workers.
Most of the people are deskless workers within Accor Hotel, so deskless workers are a very, very important part, the most important part of what is Accor Hotels today. They are the people facing the clients.
And we have launched the digital plan 2 years ago to enhance our digital tools and digital perspectives also, and focused on the guest experience, mainly a seamless journey for the guest. And behind that, from a talent and culture perspective, we also want to have a better employee experience to drive this guest experience. They are very connected all together.
StaffHub is a new way for our deskless worker to work. They have an access to the information and a new tool. It's very important for them to get the right information at the right time from their smartphone. So it's very, very efficient.
The app is the ability to manage the work shift and to be able also to swap shift. In the mid-scale segment, we operate Novotel and Mercure, and in the economy segment, we have Ibis.
Yeah, StaffHub is a key way of a new way of communication. My team are quite young, so everybody have a smartphone, and they like new technologies.
De bien y penser, d'être quand on consulte le planning, d'avoir un rappel éventuel sur ces réunions.
It's changed completely the relationship we have between the management and the staff. And I think it helps us concentrate on what is important. And what is important, it's my obsession in any case, is to how to serve the guests the best way possible.
For the first time, the deskless worker are able to feel that they are using tools made specifically for them.
They are more connected, then they try it. That's gorgeous. That's fantastic. That's amazing. And then 1%, 2%, 3%. And then all the team, yes, we want to do it.
The feature I like is to have my schedule directly, and when I want to make a change with my colleague, with my teammate.
You don't need to print out the paper, you don't need to make a photocopy or things like that. You can get, you know, you can look your planning wherever you go, just inside your mobile.
So it's a significant investment to transform the way we work, and it's impacting all our guests and also all our employees. And Staff Hub is part of this transformation.
It will work if people realize that makes their life easier. And it does.
Very cool to see. And obviously, we hope to get a bunch more customers with similar success stories with Staff Hub as well. You know, the public preview is just the first phase of this, and we have a lot of plans coming up as well. I did want to reiterate one thing that Jen mentioned in terms of some of the initial focus on the schedule management aspect, in that it really, as an employee, it really starts with being at work on the right time on the right day. And if you can't get that right, everything else kind of falls down. So we know that was some of the core, and of course we built on top of that with some of the messaging and the file sharing capabilities as well. But I brought together, or it came to mind, an anecdote that I had personally worked on. But before my time at Microsoft, I worked in a marketing consulting company where we worked with a lot of different industries across hospitality and retail and similar industries. There was one national burger chain that we were doing work on. This national burger chain was facing a tremendous problem with employee retention. They just couldn't keep their staff back of the house, front of the house, really everyone at the store level. And so we built out a quantitative survey to understand a variety of attributes and have them respond from their personal perspective on a variety of attributes and try to do an analysis of what predicted or explained their ability to stay with the company, or at least their affinity to stay with the company. And it had some of the factors you'd expect, like, oh, am I fairly compensated? Do I get promotions on time? Out of all these factors, the things that had the biggest predictive explanation for why they would stay were two factors. One was, do I have clean silverware? And is my schedule posted in a timely manner? This was actually pretty shocking to us that there are all these other factors like money and compensation, but for these workers, these deskless workers, it came down to some very basic fundamentals about their job. Clean silverware, or else I can't serve my guests. And can I get my schedule in a timely manner so I can actually organize my life? And so I thought that was just an interesting anecdote, and it really flowed, years later, it flowed into the philosophy behind Staff Hub as well. Okay, let's look ahead a little bit. Like I mentioned, Staff Hub, the public preview is just the beginning of the journey. We will continue to go deeply in understanding how customers are using the preview, understanding the feedback and the scenarios, and continue to innovate on top of that. What's available today? Just a quick summary. Public preview, we've got a web app, iOS, and Android as well. The preview is available in 14 languages. So we have really good coverage in terms of language support, and that will continue to grow over time. And we went into the manager experiences as well as the deskless worker experiences, as you can see here. On the horizon, we do want to be on a path to general availability in the coming months, and included in the Office 365 experience, so included in the Office 365 plans in the suite, adding additional language support, additional IT management and controls, so the ability for IT to have different toggles in terms of how they want Staff Hub to be used within their organization, and visibility into Staff Hub within their organization, and extensibility. We hear a lot of feedback from customers around, wow, wouldn't it be great if Staff Hub were able to connect to my HR system? Or if Staff Hub were able to connect to my payroll system. So we're listening really hard to that feedback and doing the pattern matching to understand what are the right scenarios to focus on in terms of extensibility. But it's definitely a common theme that we've heard that we're evaluating heavily right now. All right, learning more. So these are the things you should take away. Beyond understanding the product and how it might be useful for your organization, visit our website. Here's the short URL at staffhub.ms. You can also find it, the same thing, at staffhub.office.com. We just had an announcement blog go live yesterday morning, so you can read the announcement blog at the official Office blog site to learn more. Visit the website to sign up for the preview. There's information there on how to sign up, so definitely do that. And then give us feedback on our forum. We have people who read every single bits of feedback that come in through all of our listening channels, the forum being one of them. We really do take that to heart and understand, in the big picture, what are the areas that we need to invest in. Right. That's how to learn more. But what about here, right at Ignite? There's a couple of things. One is we have a booth. Our booth is within the broader Office Expo. On the top it says Deskless Workers, and then down below it says Microsoft Staff Hub. We're there during all the expo hours, and come talk to one of the experts there, and we're happy to talk to you. We also have a gentleman, I think somewhere in the, oh yeah, there he is. Rich Halbert is on the side here. Rich will be coordinating some deeper discussions with customers. And so if you believe the booth experience might not have enough engagement in asking your questions, come find Rich after the session and talk with him in depth as well. Okay, and finally, how to participate in the preview. Go to the website. That's where you can learn more and sign up. When you sign up, you're going to be asked to input a referral code. So input the Ignite 2016 referral code. That way we know that it came from some of these discussions. And once you do that, it'll kick off an email that will go out to you at some point telling you how to participate and just giving you more instructions. And just a quick note, in terms of qualifications to participate in the preview, you do have to have one of the qualifying plans, which would be K1, E1, E3, or E5. And obviously, this is a Microsoft conference, and in this room, I suspect that many of you have one of these plans already. All right, just to summarize, really quickly, we already talked about in public preview, we are focusing on energizing and empowering, engaging, and connecting the hundreds of millions of deskless workers around the world and making them successful. We want it to be the go-to app for these deskless workers. We want to make it easy for managers to create and manage schedules and distribute those schedules down, and we want to make it easy for workers to get all that information right at their fingertips. That's our guiding principle, and we'll see us continue to build out on the capabilities going forward. So thank you very much. We have a bunch of experts from the Staff Hub team actually here today to help answer your questions after this, whether it's on stage or even down below off stage. So please come and talk to us. Anything that you might have in mind, either feedback on what you've seen or any questions about the product experience. And for that, I thank you very much. And of course, Q&A time, and evaluate our session. Tell us how we did and tell us what you thought about Microsoft Staff Hub. Thank you.